Katie Hill warns GOP flipping her old seat is no coincidence, fucking devastating. By Hannah Blow on May 19, 2020. Former California Representative Katie Hill, DCA, said she cried for days over Republicans flipping her old seat and said while she takes responsibility for her actions, the GOP win is no coincidence. Republican Mike Garcia, R., successfully flipped California's 25th congressional district, becoming the first Republican in over two decades to do so. He defeated his Democrat opponent Christy Smith by nearly 10 percentage points. Katie Hill, the #MeToo Democrat who stepped down from her seat last year after an explosion of scandal, reacted to the loss of what was once her blue district, calling it pretty fucking devastating and admitting that she went offline and cried for a few days. However, Hill also expressed the view that the GOP win was no coincidence. Let's be clear. My ex gave non-consensual nude pics of me to the PPL who wanted this seat, people who were backing Garcia when he was my opponent, she said. They gave those pics to the press. I resigned. I take full responsibility for my mistakes, but this Republican win is no coincidence, she concluded. Hill resigned after allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with members of her congressional staff, including a female staffer, surfaced. As her last act, Hill voted in favor of the resolution to impeach President Trump on behalf of the women of the United States of America. She continued to expose herself as an ultra-progressive radical in the weeks following her departure from Congress, even shouting "It's time to impeach the motherfucker" during a Los Angeles impeachment rally in December. In February, Hill said biphobia was a huge reason she decided to depart Congress. "The bisexuality is a huge part of it. There's a fantasy element of it," she told ABC's George Stephanopoulos. "There's biphobia that is rampant still, and certainly a misunderstanding of what bisexuality is. And it's sensationalizing, right? The headlines are much better than just, 'Oh, Congresswoman has, you know, affair with former campaign staffer,'" she added. Garcia, who was sworn in on Tuesday, said his political victory is an opportunity of a lifetime for 2020. "I think that this is truly an opportunity of a lifetime for 2020, for our party, for conservatives in general," the Navy fighter pilot said during last week's appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight. "I think we have an opportunity to get the House back. But we've got to continue to work our tails off to make sure that that happens and not take it for granted," he added.